black reference for everybody.
Marla
Gibbs. Yeah.
Not to be confused with Marla Maples or Marla.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oprah wears a wig every day.
Oprah wears a wig every day.
Yes, she does.
Well, how do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I read that somewhere.
I don't know. I read that.
All right, there you go.
I love the definitive statement.
Oprah wears a wig every day.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, I know they make them. I have a box of them in my first aid kit at work.
There you go.
Oh, good.
Black Band-Aids? Okay, good.
Well, now we've been educated today.
Thank you.
It has six different shades. It has two real light shades, but the rest go the whole way to almost black.
And, again, clear is for everybody.
Thank you.
I can't.
Thank you.
There are times on this show I can't make eye contact with him. Because it's really, it makes it, you know, I try real hard.
Well,
I try real hard to, like, fulfill my role on this
Mike,
show.
Mike, you could do
and
it.
And I can't, there are days you like today where I can't look at him.
You could do that depending on somebody's skin color.
Yeah.
You know, the brothers and sisters. Right. Say they go in the store and they go, I got to go, you know, do you have a box of Halle Berry? And then maybe someone else will come in and go,
sure.
Oh, I chopped the hell out of it. Do you have a box of Ving Rhames?
I'd like to know how long they've been making them.
And how about and like for your mulattoes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like going, hi. Do you have a box of Rick Fox?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the guy for locals. Mm-hmm. Hi, I just cut the bejesus out of my hand. Do you have a box of Barbara Harrison's?
You could do the same. Actually, you could do the same thing with white people. You know?
Do you have powder?
do you have? I'd like Rick. I'd like Edgar Winter, please. Do you have Edgar Winter or perhaps let me give me that spotted one. I'd like the carrot top.
Put their faces on the box.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
And for somebody who doesn't get out a lot, not quite powdery, but he goes, boy, I cut the crap out of my hand. I need a box of Clay Aikens right now.
Hey, I'm sorry. This George Hamilton's not going to work for me.
And if you want a pattern, you can go in and get the seal.
Oh,
they're textured.
Textured. Jesus. Do you remember a great moment when I asked Heidi Klum what was up with that Cinnabon on his face?
She didn't care for that.
She did not.
That was a special time.
Now she's carrying his child.
Yeah. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Mike.
Yes, hi, Mike.
Hey, I've seen those Band-Aids before in the store.
You've seen them?
Yeah, they're called Soul-Aids.
Soul-Aids?
Yes.
S-O-U-L?
Are you being serious or trying to make a joke?
No, I'm being absolutely serious. I saw them in the store. I couldn't believe it. They're called Soul Aids.
Are they made by the Band-Aids?
Where did you see them? In Spiewak Grocery?
No.
Get out of here.
I don't believe him.
I think it's possible.
Robert the Mailman.
Anything is
But I bet you they haven't made them for a long time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you know, I don't know why they make black Band-Aids. You know, the white ones will work better anyway.
Oh, okay. Stop
all right,
this.
Stop this now. Let's get back on topic. Hold on a second. Rosie?
Hello?
Yes. Now, did you hear that last joke?
Yes.
You think it was funny?
There you are.
Did you think it was funny?
Yeah.
Well, she's challenged.
So, it's a free country. I'm a person.
She's playing a challenged person.
She's pretty and she's nice.
Badly.
I love you. I have to go catch a bus.
I don't love you.
You can forget about my sister. She got a boyfriend. How that is that?
That to me is a showstopper.
It sure
it's
is.
Like, no matter, yeah, I know. Thanks, bud. No matter which one, if it's like,
sure. Hello?
Yeah, right. I'm hearing you.
Yes.
I'm hearing you.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
I'm hearing you.
And you go right to.
How that is that?
Oh, there she is.
A lot of acting.
Yes, she's acting. Quite a range.
And that, of course, is Rosie.
Rosie.
And we've not even heard, God, but maybe the opening 5 minutes of the show. We've not heard a lot of the actual skits that they did last night.
The vignettes.
She and Andy McDowell. And then we'll give away the trip to Vegas somehow involving these tapes as well. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
George and I are complete opposites. I'm quiet, he's talkative. I'm introverted, he's extroverted. I can pronounce nuclear. The amazing thing, however, is that George and I were just meant to be. I was a librarian who spent 12 hours a day in the library. Yet somehow I met George.
Shut up!
I'm proud of George. He's learned a lot about ranching since that first year when he tried to milk the horse. What's worse, it was a male horse. I won't tell you what happened, but Lynn's Secret Service code name is now Dollar Bill.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
Any idea? Name of this band?
I have no idea.
The song is called Digging Your Scene.
No, I love this song every time you play it.
The Blow Monkeys.
The Blow Monkeys?
Right.
Here to shepherd you through your afternoon. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Rob, I love you.
Mickey, Davey, Peter.
Okay, I was just going to say, just step away. I thought you were going to offer up some trivial fact about the Blow Monkeys.
Not at all. I know the Blow Monkeys, but I know, now that you mentioned, I know that because they were the WAVA house band. thank you. Thank you. Here all week.
Took me a second, but thank you.
Yeah. We all get jokes.
Sure.
You were doing a joke about the Monkeys.
Right.
About, you know, them.
Right.
Not about the band.
But I was Trump.
Yeah. Wow, it's another time and another space.
Yes. Yeah. A less innocent time.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Let me see. Do you know about that?
Yes.
You do, really? Rosie?
Yes.
You ever do that stuff?
Yeah.
It shows.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, she's excited.
Who runs this joint anyway?
Good question.
Okay, the Rosie.
Alan Goodman.
The Rosie O'Donnell. O'Donnell. Retard show was on last night.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing something with a soundboard here in a second so you can win today's trip to Las Vegas.
Very good.
And thanks very much to Independence Air, FlyEye.com.
Wow, they are incredibly generous.
A vacation a day in the month of May on our show. Every day we'll be giving away a vacation for two to Las Vegas.
Maybe when you're out there, you can stop by Steve Wynn's new building.
Did I mention what a tool that guy was on Friday?
He did, and I saw something about his casino over the weekend, and it looks extraordinarily opulent.
It does. You know, he is not legally blind, but he has no peripheral vision.
Yeah, he's got horrible vision.
Right.
I read his biography, and he's a...
Who says you don't read the classics?
Yeah, I know. I read it, me, and reading. It's incredible. I read a book every 6 years or so, and I read this one, and he's a local guy, you know. He started out around this area.
I did not know that.
And I forgot what the business was, but it would make you laugh, but I've forgotten it now. He is a very local guy. That's how he started. Oh. And then he, you know, went on to bigger and better things.
Oops. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Don and Mike, hi.
How are you doing, guys?
Okay.
Great. How's your motorcycle crisis go?
Pardon me?
How did your motorcycle crisis go?
What did you say?
It sounds
what?
Like, how did your Mershershire questions go?
Your mush mouth. What are you saying? So, clear it up for us.
What?
The course for the motorcycle?
Motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
Oh, wait a minute.
Classes.
Motorcycle. You didn't just ask us, how did our motorcycle class go?
Yes, I did.
Thank you!
Did you have an accident?
No.
Oh, okay. Good.
Mike and Buzz have their next lesson tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day you guys ride bikes, right?
Tomorrow morning. I like it when you call it a lesson.
What is it?
Make it sound like violin.
It's training. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's motorcycle training, Don. And it starts at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
6:45.
Oh, that. Oh, remember?
Yeah. Hello.
There you go.
Yeah. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I was just hearing you talking about Wynn. My name's Mitch. I'm from Las Vegas and went and checked out Wynn the other night. Grew up here all my life, unimpressed by all the other hotels. I watched a guy lose $250,000 in about, I don't know, 5 minutes. Never seen anything like that before in all the casinos I've ever been in.
How was the casino
itself? I didn't know you were in Las Vegas.
How was the hotel itself?
The hotel itself, I hear the rooms are ridiculous. But the hotel itself and the casino floor was really nice. It's
very
like
nice.
The Bellagio, only a little bit nicer.
All right, cool.
All right, thank you, my friend. Those guys we talk about, like we're like Las Vegas experts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Like the Bellagio? Yeah, cool. All right, thanks for calling, dude.
Yeah, gotcha. Like we gamble all the time.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Let's get... How are you? It's been since January.
Good for you, Mike.
Good.
Well, good. I know. That's,
you know,
5 months.
Give a brother a break.
And here's some more Rosie.
Oh, come on. Maybe you forgot.
I'm just going to fly through a bunch of these scenes, and
okay,
we'll find the ones that catch our fancy, because
okay,
it was a two-hour movie last
yeah
night, a TV movie.
Because I have a lot of friends, I do. I have Rick, I have Fradlick, I have Happy Timmy, and... Oh, not Mean Eugene. Mean Eugene's not my friend.
God, what about a class? Would you like to take a class?
No.
Huh? Therapy.
No.
What about a goal?
I have a goal. To go to Disney World with Jesse and then spend a whole day with my niece and my nephew.
Hard to believe that came in fourth place last night.
That's shocking, isn't it?
Hard to believe.
Yes, you call me up on the phone. And I tell her that, and she says we're better off without her. Think we are?
She's like the worst retard on TV.
Yeah, but she's coming in number one on this show today, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
isn't it, Rosie?
Thanks for letting me sleep in.
And you know, I've got a slight problem with these tapes. Just give
what?
Me a second.
I see Andy McDowell has changed her whispering acting style, which she's been doing.
Well,
if he ain't finds out about it, it's going to be somebody's ass.
Here's our great producer, Beth Ann. Hi, B.A.
Hey.
Now, what are you laughing about?
Nothing.
Don't. Are you going to ask her about bleaching?
Well, no, the tape you played.
B.A., I've always given you 100%.
The one, if B.A. finds out about this, it's going to be somebody's ass.
Uh-huh.
I know, made you think of bleach.
I know.
You wouldn't do that, would you, darling?
No.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, that seems a little over the top, doesn't it, B.A.?
Yeah, it seems a little too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, B.A., how'd you like, you went to your first NBA game this weekend, right?
It was great. I got Wizards fever.
Ooh, you went to a playoff game. Cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I caught the fever, like, last Sunday.
And they won, right?
I know.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
You went downtown and everything?
Went downtown, took the Metro.
Didn't get your purse stolen? Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you.
It was fun. We had a good time.
Excellent.
Thanks for asking.
Let's go Bullets.
And not to slam the Washington faithful around here, but it's nice to read articles already. They're reading articles about the Nationals' attendance, which is interesting.
Our new baseball team here, it's drawn about, I think, 25.